The words lackadaisical and nonchalant and apathetic and careless and slovenly and a lot of like words are words that are not exactly synonyms, but nonetheless words that are very similar in meaning that give us a different dimension to the word indifference. In our reading this morning as we begin our study from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, what Paul was saying as he wrote to the church in Corinth, we would summarize in the way that they were indifferent to sin. And if we use the similar words, we would say that they had kind of a nonchalant, kind of a lackadaisical, kind of a careless, apathetic attitude toward the man who was living in sin and their responsibility to deal with that sin. Beyond that, he actually says that they gloried in that they were puffed up about it. And so as he wrote in this particular part of the book, it was addressing their attitude toward sin and the sinful man, and their lack of dealing with this in the proper way. He was not so much in this context condemning the sin of incest, though certainly it was a grievous sin, so much so, he says, it was not even named among the Gentiles. Now, he doesn't mean by that that the Gentiles never practiced that kind of sin, but what he means, it was not that which was named or approved of by the Gentiles. And so in that particular instance, what he is saying is that the standard of the Gentiles is above that of the Christians. And that certainly is a shameful state, that the standard of the world is above the standard of Christians. But his condemnation was not so much about the sin of incest, nor was it about the man who was in sin. His condemnation in this context and the call that he issues to them is a condemnation of their attitude of indifference, of apathy, toward dealing with that sin as they should have dealt with it. My friends and brethren, the true glory of the church is not in the eloquence or charisma of the teachers in the assemblies or Bible classes. It's not in the wisdom and leadership ability of the leaders of the congregation. But the true glory of a church rests upon the moral fiber and character of its members. You cannot separate the glory that belongs to God and is attributed to Him through the lives of people by moral behavior from that which truly glorifies God. Because in order for us to be the right kind of people that we might bring glory and honor to God, we have to be a people who are committed to right character, the character of Christ, to right living. And sometimes people tend to separate these things in their minds. They tend to think of religion as something that they do when they come together and they worship and they sing and they pray and they give and they hear the Bible taught, and that's what they're giving to God. But then when they go out in the world and live like the world, they think that that's not religion, and they've missed the point altogether. God frequently in old times condemned people who would come to Him and, as He said to Israel, trample my courts by your presence and offer all these sacrifices, but your heart is far from me. Go back to Isaiah chapter 1 or to Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 and following, where Jesus quotes from the 29th chapter of Isaiah in about verse 13. So what I want to stress this morning is the fact that character, moral behavior, moral fiber, is that which is designed by Christ to exemplify to the world the kind of people that we are, and that really says that we are Christ's people. In Matthew chapter 5, in what we know as the Sermon on the Mount, and particularly addressing the heart, Jesus talks about in verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world." Light in that figure is designed to say that there is an illumination. We're not the source of light, but we are a kind of reflective light by which when people see us, he says, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verse 16. Now if the light gives no light, and there is darkness, then how great that darkness is. If we as a people are to illuminate, so that when others about us look at our lives, and they see in us a different kind of people, a kind of people who are like Christ, a kind of people committed to Christ-like behavior, then they see in us a different way of living that reflects what the Bible says about Jesus, and they are called upon to glorify God when they see our good works. Contrarywise, if when they look at us, they do not see the light,